Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. And as we do every single Monday, it's time to get the LGBT goss with our very own gossip game.
Where is she answering?
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me.
XOXO, Gossip Gay.
Good morning, Joel King Maine.
Good morning, you beautiful humans. How are we?
So excited to have you on the line and go through our hottest topics that we've covered this year.
Yeah, it's been a pretty big year, so let's get the Gossip Gay 2023 wrapped, Joel. What's at the top?
Yes.
Well, what's at the start of your list?
I was going to say, what's at the bottom, huh?
You're the top.
Well, who's on the bottom?
Well, we have covered so much goss this year, and I was going through my records, and it's like six, seven, 8 months of gossip, like most weeks been talking to you, the both of you. So there's a lot to talk about, but I decided to go with what I thought was one of like the top 15 headlines of the year. Are you happy with that?
Sure. Hell, are all 15 padam? I'm just, you know, assuming.
There were that other things that happened this year. It is surprising, but there were other queer things that happened.
Well, at number 15, we're going to go with the wedding bliss headline of Aussie journalist Hamish McDonald getting married.
Oh, that was pretty cute.
Yeah. A nice surprise to everybody, yeah.
Absolutely. That was a really nice surprise because it came out of nowhere. No one expected it, but it was lovely. Number 14 was that the production on the set of Barbie had triggered a worldwide shortage of pink paint.
That's right.
Yep, all the pink paint disappeared here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
Thank God, thank God I painted the walls of my apartment just in time.
Because I was going to say, if you hadn't, Dean, then you would have been able to, because they stole all the pink paint. So when you see the film, you realize that, yes, all the pink paint was used there.
Well, Joel, I finally got to see it last week.
What did you think?
I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Watched it twice in 2 days.
Well, thank God it did really well at the cinema so that they could recoup that money just on the paint alone.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Number 13 was Beyonce fans are living for a beautiful moment in which the singer called out trans is beautiful during her renaissance.
Beyonce, renonce.
I think one of the things I loved about this is the fact that it was in response to seeing it as a trans person holding up a sign saying that and sharing in that moment makes it a little special.
It was a beautiful moment, absolutely. Number 12 was Tommy Dorfman launches the new Zine to uplift the LGBTQ plus voices, which is still going gangbusters, which is amazing.
And a very cool website.
I think the debate that we had the day that you dropped this is going to happen again. Is it a zine? Is it a zine? What are we calling it?
Magazine? So I'm going with a new zine.
Yeah, zine. Well, no, it's like words are confusing. We're only here for our looks.
Correct. That's exactly right. Well, we all are only here for our looks, aren't we?
That's why we do radio.
Correct. Number 11 was Michaela J. Rodriguez, or MJ Rodriguez, joins the cast of American Horror Story Season 12.
Have now, you seen this one yet? It.
No, not yet. No, it's my binge sesh for the Christmas period.
You know what? It's not. They've only got half the season, so it's really confusing, and we need the rest of it to drop. She's always great. Like,
it
brings something different each and every time to the roles that she has. A real joy to watch.
Absolutely.
Number 10.
The Pride gods are definitely turning it on. And for Pride Month, which feels like a long time ago, but it was when Kylie and Danny both were in the UK charts at number one and number two on the UK charts for their songs.
I almost forgot that.
I feel like World Pride predicted that this was going to happen by starting the year with having the both of them perform at World Pride in Sydney and then letting it follow through to the UK charts. So you're welcome, the UK.
Yeah, very. That was a very good manifesting, I think it was. That was amazing.
Number nine.
Aussie-born actor Liv Hewson shares trans joy after gender-affirming top surgery, which I thought was just a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm. So good. I was watching Yellow Jackets last night. Love Liv Hewson.
Yeah.
Can't wait for season three.
I was about to say, I'm going to binge season two, but only after Christmas Day.
I only just started it. Don't tell me
you're
anything.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, right. It's great.
Tara and I've started
amazing.
It's really good. So interesting that you started after a big Christmas lunch and then gastro. Such an interesting place to start.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're welcome.
I love that.
No, you don't even know how much it is an interesting place to start, Rach. You wait and see.
Oh, my God. Number eight. With a bit of sad news, Darren Hayes splits with his husband after 17 years, which is a bit of a shock.
That it means he's back on the market.
Sad for some, not for others.
Correct. Number seven, Elliot Page shares shirtless pic showing off his trans joy, which, again, I think we all really gushed over when that story came out because we thought it was absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, awesome, great. We loved it.
Another trans story, Miriam Margolyes says trans actor help her change her mind about gender neutral pronouns, which are so, so important that we get right for everybody.
Mm, yes. So true. This was really lovely.
And it shows you're never too old to learn.
But also I think we just appreciate any time we can talk about Miriam Margolyes. Like, it's just so much fun.
I could just watch her. Like, she doesn't, I don't know if there's this, I think there is this thing where she just farts all the time on, it's on TikTok. Someone's done a thing of it, a montage. It's
Miriam so Margolyes farting. That's great. Yeah. Love that.
I cannot wait to find that.
Number five, gay Twitter reacts to shirtless Kit Connor filming Heartstopper 3, season 3.
And why wouldn't they? Woot woot.
Hello. Can't wait for season 3. Number four, another sad news, but Ricky Martin and husband Juan Yosef announced a divorce after 6 years of marriage. Again, shock.
It was, and it was a little disappointing then because Juan did kind of try to go on a bit of a media tour about it.
He did, didn't he?
But maybe Ricky and Darren Hayes can get together and do a little duet.
I mean, Darren could absolutely. I would love if Darren would influence a bit of Ricky's music and then they could just make out.
Oh, my God.
I'm so ready for that.
Get them on the line, Gossip Gay. Get them on the line and make that happen. Set them up.
You've set me up for my New Year's Eve homework. I'll try my best.
Great.
Number three, Neighbours reboot to introduce a new queer family to reflect the beautiful LGBTQ+ community. And I have to say that this, after the reboot has been on and watching this family and getting to know them, they are such a beautiful, beautiful family.
They're a really welcome addition to the show, and it can be really difficult when a new family is starting on the show and when it's building in and trying to find it. But having them actually be the beginning of the new series, arriving on the street, the way they've worked into it is really lovely. I also think it's funny that still they cannot seem to stop finding little bits of glitter and sparkle in Ramsey Street to the point that Toady was freaking out last week and just seeing glitter everywhere in the street.
I know.
Drag queen's worst nightmare.
Top two. Number two.
Look, this would have been my number one, but I know it's not for everyone. But Padam Padam is number two. It was Kylie's biggest charting hit in Australia and around the world in over a decade.
And unsurprisingly so.
Yeah, that led into a brilliant Las Vegas residency that's happening right now and a fantastic album that I'm going to be boogieing to all summer. Now, and Craig's going to be very happy with number one. Craig will be very happy about that.
Craig is going to be excited all week about this because number one is everything we spoke about Troye Sivan this year. He was hot commodity. He still will be hot commodity in 2024 because of his tour that is happening. But we spoke about the Rush music video, the sweaty queer party, and fans falling in love with the song for the summer of the year. Mm-hmm. He shared the teaser for his new single, Got Me Started. He became an official Grammy nominee for the first time, and he was also named the Man of the Year by GQ Australia, and used his acceptance speech to speak on about how he touches on his femininity and his masculinity as well, which I thought was just amazing.
2 weeks talking Troye Sivan in a row, you're going to be taking Craig's top spot. Oh.
Now, don't go anywhere, Joel. We're going to come right back with our class of 2023. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
Somehow in the next 4 minutes, we are going to try and get through our class of 2023 with our Gossip Gay, Joel King Main.
Get to it.
Take it away.
Okay. So we love when new people join the community, and celebrities are like all of us, so they say. But here we go. Here's 15 of the latest people to join the beautiful rainbow community. Reality TV star Adore Delano from RuPaul's Drag Race obviously has been gay, but now identifies as a trans woman, which is just beautiful.
Woodward!
Yeah.
Actor Alexander Lincoln now identifies as part of the LGBT community. So that's absolutely amazing. Baseballer player Anderson Commers has come out as gay. Ooh. Actor Bella Ramsey has now identified as being non-binary. Ooh. Actor Missy Bennon identifies as being a trans woman. Ooh. Singer Billie Eilish identifies as part of our beautiful LGBTQ+ community. Which we should have known already, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. UFC boxer Jeff Molina identifies as bisexual.
Welcome.
Singer Laouv, I think it's Laouv or Laouv.
I think it's just love.
I just wasn't going to try to say it, so took it to both of you for giving it a burl.
Identifies as bisexual. Actor and former footballer Nicola Porcella is pansexual. Actor Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things identifies as gay.
Yeah.
Actor Wayne Brady identifies as pansexual. Actor Alison Brie identifies as bisexual. Actor Monique has also identified herself as bisexual. Reality TV star Taylor Armstrong also has identified herself as bisexual. But one of my favorite stories this year was Aussie singer-actor Natalie Bassingthwaite identifying herself as part of the LGBTQ+ community.
I could not agree more.
Welcome to the community, to all of those wonderful people, and embracing and loving exactly who you are.
Absolutely. And that's the most important thing. It's about always being your true, authentic selves in this world.
I couldn't agree more. And it's been wonderful to hear and share all the different stories and parts of our communities that you've brought to the airwaves on Joy Breakfast each and every week with the Gossip Gay segment.
Oh, it's been my absolute pleasure. You two have welcomed me into the Breakfast team so beautifully. And I'm so lucky that I get to share my 7:45 or 7:15 mornings with you every Monday. So thank you so much to the both of you for loving the story.
Our pleasure, but Rach has a very important question for
Joel,
you.
Joel, before we let you go, we need to ask the very important question. Do you wash the soles of your feet in the shower?
Not every time, but yes.
But wait, when you say yes, do you mean like you lift up a foot, rest it on your knee, scrub the bottom of your feet, or you're just in your soapy water and splash around?
Yeah.
You get up and scrub.
Now, is it specifically when your feet are just like extra dirty, or do you have days of the week that you do it? Why do you mean sometimes?
I probably do it when I remember to do it, which is probably half the week.
But why do you do it? Like, what do you use to wash the bottom of your feet? Like, have you got a special, but you just rub soap on your feet, and how do you not fall over in the shower?
The balancing act.
Babe's got core strength. Well, thank you for letting us know exactly how you wash your feet in the shower. Joel, we will catch you again next year. Have a great holiday season, and we'll see you in 2024.
Love you guys, and I'll see you next year.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.